The TTC doesn't want to provide free Wi-Fi at bus and streetcar platforms due to high costs and low expected uptake, according to a new report. In September 2024, the TTC board tasked staff with costing a pilot program to offer free Wi-Fi at 47 bus and streetcar bays at subway and LRT stations across the city. The request came after the transit agency announced it was scrapping the free, system-wide Wi-Fi program contracted with Rogers, citing cost, usage and cybersecurity concerns. The new report has found that building the wireless infrastructure at the 47 stops would cost $2.8 million upfront, plus a $3.3 million annual operating price tag. With the TTC staring down a massive infrastructure backlog, staff said the money could be better spent elsewhere. Also, when the TTC had free Wi-Fi, statistics showed few people used the service as cellular data plans became more popular. Given the required capital and ongoing operating costs to implement this initiative, limited benefits, and available alternatives for customers, it is recommended that the TTC not pursue implementation of Wi-Fi services on bus and streetcar platforms, the report said. The report also said that if the city wants to expand access to free public Wi-Fi, it could pay for it through the ConnectTO program instead of having the TTC foot the entire bill. ConnectTO is a city-run initiative that provides free Wi-Fi at libraries, community centers, and other civic locations. However, the report noted there is no existing or planned collaboration with ConnectTO. Cown. Josh Matlow, who made the initial request to cost out the pilot program, said the report's findings make sense. Should we be paying millions of dollars for this when there are basic problems with the transit system that need to be fixed? No, I accept that, he said. But Matlow still plans to push on. He is urging TTC staff to look at other options for providing free Wi-Fi, and said he's going to move a motion at next week's TTC board meeting that would call for a partnership with ConnectTO. We need to be exploring potential partnerships, including with companies other than Rogers, and potentially even sponsorships, he said. But to simply say no to expanding public access to Wi-Fi in a world where so many people are reliant on it, is negligence. Matlow also said he'll use Tuesday's report to ask more questions about the September 2024 decision to cancel free Wi-Fi. This report provides me an opportunity to revisit what I would describe as some really poorly thought-out decisions by the TTC. The TTC launched its free Wi-Fi program in 2013 alongside Buy Canada. In 2023, Rogers purchased Buy Canada, took over the agreement with the transit agency and said the wireless network needed about $17 million in upgrades. A spokesperson for Rogers reiterated the decision to cancel the contract rested with the TTC.